Welcome to this beginner deep dive on designing a jungle and old school DnB intro in Ableton Live 12, with crisp transients, dusty mids, and that classic something's coming energy. In this lesson, we're not trying to write a full track, we're focusing on the intro section only, because a strong intro does a lot of heavy lifting. It sets the mood fast, hints at the groove, leaves space for the drop, and tells the listener exactly what world they're stepping into. The vibe we want is tight on top, gritty in the middle, and controlled in the low end. Think punchy transient detail, worn in break texture, and just enough atmosphere to feel alive without smothering the rhythm. This is a very classic jungle move. Reveal the identity of the break, but don't give everything away at once. Let's start by setting the project up. For tempo, aim somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. If you want a very classic jungle feel, 170 BPM is a great starting point. If you want a little more urgency, try 172 BPM. Once the tempo is set, go into arrangement view and sketch out a simple 16-bar intro. Here's a strong beginner structure. Bars 1 to 4, atmosphere plus a filtered break bars 5 to 8, more break to tail and dusty mids bars 9 to 12, introduce crisp transients and build tension bars 13 to 16, open things up and prepare the drop. That structure keeps the intro focused and easy to control. You're essentially telling a short story. First the scene, then the groove, then the tension, then the release into the main section. Now let's choose a breakbeat source. For jungle and old school DnB, you want classic break or break style loop. If you have a sampled break in your library, drag it onto an audio track. A beginner-friendly Ableton workflow is to right-click the loop and choose slice to new MIDI track. If the timing is solid, you can slice by transients. If the timing is a bit messy, slice by warp markers instead. This gives you a drum rack loaded with slices, which is perfect for chopping, muting, rearranging, and making those little micro edits that give jungle its movement. Short snare bursts, ghost hits, tiny cymbal fragments, and shuffled break pieces are often what make the groove feel alive. Next, we'll build the crisp transient layer. This layer is all about attack and definition. We want the intro to feel snappy even if the mids are dusty and lo-fi. You can create a new MIDI track and load either simpler or a drum rack, then use short one-shot samples like a kick click, snare top, rimshot, closed hat, ride tick, or stick hit. Keep these sounds short. The goal is not a huge drum sound yet. The goal is attack. A simple processing chain for this layer could be EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then utility. With EQ8, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the low end. If the top gets harsh, you can gently reduce the 4 to 7 kHz range. Then try drum bus with a little drive and crunch, just enough to add smack. After that, use saturator with soft clip-on and a few dB of drive if needed. Keep utility at normal width unless the sound feels too wide. One important tip here, use samples that already have a sharp front edge. It's much easier to enhance a good transient than to force a weak sound to become punchy with too much processing. Now let's create the dusty mid-range bid. This is where the old-school flavor really lives. The dusty mids can come from a chopped break layer, vinyl noise, filtered percussion, a resonant texture, or a gritty atmospheric loop. An easy method is to duplicate your original break and place it on another audio track, then process it into a worn, smoky texture. Try auto-filter first. Set it to low pass somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Add only a little resonance and automate the cutoff over time. Then use Redux lightly for some bit crush texture, but don't overdo it. After that, EQ8 can help clean up the low end below about 120 to 180 Hz, and you can dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz if the sound gets muddy. A small amount of saturator can add warmth and glue. What you want here is not a full drum loop blasting at full force. You want a textured, worn-in groove bed that hints at the break's identity. It should feel like dust, movement, and memory all at once. Now add atmosphere, but keep it controlled. A good intro often has space, but in jungle you want space with edge. So instead of a huge wash, use one atmospheric layer. That might be vinyl crackle, rain, ambience, a synth pad, a reversed break swell, or a short sampled chord stab. Process it so it sits behind the drums. Use EQ8 to high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass it if it's too bright. Add reverb with a moderate decay, maybe 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and keep the wet level under control. Auto pan can add slow movement, and utility can help lower the gain if it starts masking the drum layers. A really useful intro principle here is this: Atmosphere should support the groove, not compete with it. If it gets too loud, the intro loses its bite. Now let's put the 16 bars together. Bars 1 to 4 should establish mood. Keep it sparse. Use the filtered atmosphere, faint break fragments, maybe a tiny transient tick, and perhaps a reverse cymbal or noise sweep. The goal is tension and a hint of rhythm. Bars 5 to 8 should introduce groove. Bring in more break slices, add a few ghost hits, let the dusty mid layer breathe, and start opening the filter slightly. By this point, the listener should start feeling the tempo in their body. Bars 9 to 12 are where you add crispness. Bring the transient layer forward a bit more, emphasize snare accents, open the high end a little, and maybe drop in a short fill near bar 12. The energy should rise, but it should still feel like a build, not the drop itself. Bars 13 to 16 prepare the drop. Open the filters more, reduce the atmosphere slightly, add a snare roll or break fill, and create a clear transition into the next section. This final stretch should feel like a launch. Automation is what turns a loop into an intro. The best things to automate here are auto filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, delay feedback, utility gain, saturation drive, and any send levels going to reverb or delay. If you're just starting out, automate only two or three things. That's enough to make the intro feel designed and musical. A very effective move is to slowly open the low-pass filter over 8 or 16 bars. You can also slightly increase the transient layer volume before the drop, fade the atmosphere down just before bar 17, and add more delay on the final snare hit or fill. Small moves often have a bigger impact than huge ones. Now let's add a classic jungle-style fill. This is where the intro gets personality. An easy fill might be a one-bar snare roll, a chopped break stutter, a tom and snare combo, a reversed break slice into the drop, or a quick kick snare pickup. A good workflow is to duplicate the last bar, remove some hits so the fill has space, add one or two extra snare hits, and automate filter or delay into the transition. Keep the fill punchy. In jungle, a fill should feel like a launch, not a drum solo. To glue the whole intro together, group your layers. Put the break layers together, the transient layer together, and the atmosphere together. That gives you more control over the intro as one musical idea. Add return tracks for reverb and delay. Keep the returns filtered, so the reverb doesn't clog up the low mids and the delay doesn't get too bright. A high pass on the reverb return and a low pass or gentle EQ on the delay return can make a huge difference. This keeps the intro spacious without turning it muddy. A few stock Ableton devices are especially useful for this style. EQ8 is your cleanup and tone shaping tool. Auto filter is for sweeps, reveals, and tension. Drum bus adds smack and body. Saturator gives warmth and controlled grit. Redux is for lo-fi dust and old school degradation. Utility is great for gain, mono checking, and stereo control. Reverb and echo are useful for space and transition energy. Now, a few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the intro too full. If every layer is big, the drop has nowhere to go. Don't overload the low end either. In old-school style intros, you often imply weight without fully delivering the sub. Be careful with too much reverb on drums, because it can blur the break and kill the snap. Also, don't forget to actually chop the break. A loop that just repeats can sound static. And finally, don't ignore automation. A flat intro feels unfinished. Here are a few extra teacher-style tips that can really help. Think in layers, not just parts. In this style, one layer should handle rhythm, one should handle texture, and one should handle impact. If two layers are doing the same job, simplify one of them. Also, keep the first 8 bars a little more restrained than you think. Beginners often reveal the energy too early. Save your widest stereo image, strongest brightness, and busiest fills for later. Use volume as arrangement, not just mixer control. Sometimes a small fader move feels more musical than another plugin. And if something sounds messy, mute things before you process more. Jungle intros can feel complex, but the complexity should come from editing and contrast, not from stacking too many sounds. If you want a classic dusty cassette variation, try making the mid-range layer feel like it came from an old tape source. Add a little redux crunch, roll off some top end, reduce the stereo width a bit, and use very slow auto pan for subtle wobble. If you want a cleaner contrast, keep the hats and rim shots tight while leaving the break texture rough. That clean top, dirty middle contrast is very effective for old-school inspired DNB. Another cool approach is answering phrases. Instead of repeating the exact same one-bar idea, make every two bars answer the previous one. For example, one bar might be sparse, the next might add hat accent or snare pickup, then the next phrase can shift the gap slightly. That makes the intro feel conversational instead of looped. You can also tease a shadow bass hint, but keep it subtle. A very quiet low note, heavily high-passed and filtered, can suggest where the drop is heading without taking over the intro. For sound design, if a transient needs more punch, try shortening the sample start, trimming the tail, using drum bus for attack feel, or adding a tiny upper click boost with EQ8 before turning up the volume. If a break sounds too clean, duplicate it, lower the duplicate, low pass it, add mild saturation, and shift the timing or slice it differently. That gives you a front layer and a shadow layer, which feels much more organic. And remember, noise can be useful too. Use short noise bursts before snare accents or tucked into fills. It can act like air instead of static if it's filtered right. One of the best advanced tricks here is resampling. Once you like a layered section, record the output to Audino, chop it again, and reinsert the best fragments. That often creates more natural jungle-style accidents than building everything perfectly on the grid.